Okay. No, 1 foot in front of the other. That's behind. Other way. Okay. Dude! Heels and the lawn don't... That's not going to end well. No, you know you can't walk on heels on the fucking lawn. Dude. Come on. Let's get you to the door. Ow. Okay, ow, 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 ow. Let go of my neck. Ow. I know. Affection. I adore you too. Yes, I love you too. Oh, no, let's not start the drunk crying. No, it's fine. Sarah, dude, chill. It's okay. I love you too. Relax. Take a breather. Yeah, well, at least your dad's place is in walking distance. I mean, we could walk back to your apartment, yeah, but we both kind of look like hookers right now. So maybe that's a bad idea. You know, for the sake of safety. I know. I'm no fun, that's fine. Okay, well, you don't have to like it, but I am making the right decision. Come on. Dude, there's like one more block. You're okay. Do you need to puke? You look like, oh, you're green. Okay, puke. It's fine. Yeah, I got your hair. You know, this isn't shit I do for my sister. Y'all right? Yeah, Technicolor chunks. Not fun. No, honey, it's neon blue because of the cocktail you had. You're fine, I promise. You didn't eat a Smurf. It's fine. Come on. Almost to the door. It's your dad's lawn. He made your puke. It's fine. Okay, yes, technically you made your own puke. How are you capable of being this irritating when you're drunk, dude? Let's just get up to the door. Come on. Okay, lean on me. Come on. Come on. You can do it. It's all right. I've gotcha. 1 foot in front of the other. Oh, shit. Sarah! Okay, well, if we're gonna lay on the lawn, we're gonna lay on the fucking lawn. Cool. Fuck living in the city. Can't see shit for stars. Sarah, don't fall asleep. Sarah, that's a really bad idea. You should know. No. Okay, no, come on. We're getting up. Nope. Uh-uh. Ignore the motorcycle, it's fine. Get up. Give me your hands. Come on. I will pull you into upness, bitch. Come on. Nope, we got this. Come on. Hands. Give me. Please. I will help you. I am your last hope. Oh. Hey. What are we doing on your lawn at 2 a.m? That is an entirely fair question, sir. Sarah, don't incriminate yourself! God! She didn't sneak out much when she was a teenager, did she? Not successfully. Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay. We were at Torch, and Sarah got a little bit too drunk, and her apartment is significantly further than yours, so I was hoping, you know, since you're her dad and all, you might not mind if we spent the night here. Just to sleep off the worst of it. Oh, I can handle my liquor. Sarah, on the other hand. Okay, well that's mean. Damn, dude. Your dad's brutal. Family disappointment. Wait, is alcoholism a thing? You should have told me that. Oh, the opposite. Y'all can handle your booze. Alright. Well, Perhaps she is the black sheep of the family. It's all right. We still love you. Mind helping me get her up and inside? All right. No, come on. Get up. Oh, damn. Aww, your dad is holding you like you were a kid. Aww. I kind of want a picture. It's cute. Okay. Oh, I got the door. Here. Okay, where are we gonna put her? Couch? Alright. Oh, you did what to her childhood bedroom? Dude! Oh, you were joking. I mean, a library is an excellent use of an extra room. I'm sorry that, like, your childhood bedroom got, like, destroyed, Sarah. But for the love of books, a library. You can let go of his neck, Sarah. You're laying on the couch now. You're not going to fall. Yes, everything is spinning because you are very, very fucking hammered, dude. No, there is no earthquake right now. Go home, Sarah, you're fucking drunk. Okay. Mm-hmm. How was our night? It was alright, I suppose. I'm not much of a go-to-the-club person myself, but Sarah always makes it fun. Anything with you is going to be fun. No, honey, don't start crying. I mean, if you have, feel the feels you have, but... Okay, we're at the declarations of love level of drunk. Gotcha. Oh, okay, I'm coming. I will sit next to you. Yes, okay, I get a hug. Aw, thank you. You smell like vomit, but thank you. Yes, I love you too. Mm-hmm. You are... You're the only person who talked to me in that class, come on. Oh yes, mm-hmm. Bestest friends forever, for sure. Even though you reek of vomit, and your drool on my dress is going to make my dress smell like vomit, but I mean, did we really go to the club if one or both of us do not come back smelling of vomit, stale beer, and cigarettes? I think not. Hey, could be worse. We could have done ecstasy. Oh. I'm sorry, I probably shouldn't have said that in front of you. I definitely shouldn't have said that in front of you. I'm sorry, but at the same time, we didn't do illicit substances, so... A pat on the back for that? No? A glare? Okay, that's fair. No, we had a good night either way. Yes, I know, that dude was a dick. Mm-hmm. Oh, some guy just hounding Sarah for a number. Mm-hmm. I know. I can't argue with that. Your vomit does smell better than he did. I don't know what fucking cologne that was, but... Ugh. Nasty. Okay, I will stroke your hair. Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, I'm glad that feels good. Oh no, he's just laughing at you, because you're funny. I mean, he's not laughing at you, he's laughing at you. I was going to try- sorry, dude, I was going to try to save you, but- nope, can't. Oh, no problem. I'd rather babysit than have her go alone and have anything happen. Babysitting drunks isn't fun, but she's worth it. She'd do the same for me. Oh. Thank you. I appreciate that you appreciate me. Oh, I've definitely had not good friends too. And she's been so good to me, it's the least I can do. Is she falling asleep? Okay. That's fine. What? Are we... Oh. No, you're very perceptive, but no, we are not girlfriends. She's been good to me. Not many people have, so I'd like to show her the same courtesy in return. That seems fair. Did she? Okay, she did fall asleep. Seems like I'm trapped here. Okay. We're gonna do this carefully. Like with a baby. Support her head. I shall hold it with one hand. Grab a pillow from the couch with the other. And presto changeo. Ow. And she's still asleep. Sweet. Good. Thanks for being so cool about this. Thanks for being so cool about this. Oh, sure. I'd like something to drink. Water's fine. Oops. Water's fine. I swear I didn't mean to knock it down. Thank you. So, this is kind of awkward. I mean, just a little. Oh, of course. Well, yeah, I am cautious, but bad shit can happen very, very easily. Oh. Well, you're welcome. I'm happy to be there for your daughter whenever she needs someone. And if she needs someone to go out and get hammered with, to, you know, hold her hand, make sure she doesn't do anything too stupid, I'm there. So, what have you been up to tonight? What did we interrupt? Not much, huh? I know the feel. Sorry. Distracted. But bye. Oh, fuck, I shouldn't have said anything. I should not have said anything. Yes. I am blushing, yes. This may be wildly inappropriate. Fuck. Was that a sexual joke? Gads, how dare you! No, I'm kidding! It's fine. I'm sorry, I was trying to break the tension with humor. Maybe I shouldn't do that. Tension. Do you not feel it? I mean, I'm sorry, maybe I should leave. I've kind of had a crush on you since I met you a few years ago, and I've been kind of avoiding being alone with you because of that, and I wasn't exactly thinking about me and whatever the hell would come after getting Sarah somewhere safe. I should leave. I shouldn't have said anything. I don't want to make you uncomfortable at all. I can leave. It's okay. Yeah, it's like almost 3 in the morning, but Uber still runs. Well, I mean, yeah, I don't particularly want to be inspiration for a creepypasta, but well, that's reassuring. I'm glad I haven't made you uncomfortable. I'm sorry, I'm mildly alcohol-faced too, still. Only mildly. You didn't answer me. What have you been up to tonight? Oh, drinking alone in your study. That sounds very Ron Swanson. You're Are you checking me out right now? Ooh. I'm not the one blushing for once. Ooh. What does this mean, exactly? Well, yeah, I realize. Attractive young woman in front of you wearing... not a lot. Oh, bringing up the crush again, okay. What about that crush? I don't know, I've always had a bit of a preference for older men. I mean, I can't claim it's not, at least in part, a daddy issues thing, but not entirely. There is a much greater chance, for me at least, I found, of satisfaction in either a casual, physical, or more long-term relationship with an older man, in my experience. Yep, daddy issues. And I think that's part of the reason I like you. I mean, not to get too personal, but you're pretty much the antithesis of my dad. You care. You're kind and considerate, and... I mean, you're gonna tease her for doing dumb shit, that's entirely fucking fair, but... at the end of the day, you're still her dad. And you realize that. Not every dad does. Oh, don't be sorry, it's not your fault by any means that my dad was not a particularly good person. Sure, I did deserve better, but it doesn't really matter. It's over. It's in the past. I can't do anything to change it now. But seeking solace or comfort in the arms of a much older man. I don't know exactly why this has such a fucking appeal for me, but it does. Fuck. This is wildly fucking inappropriate. You're right. We are both adults and... sex attraction and romance are entirely normal. Do you realize that you keep inching closer to me? You are. What? Tell me, please? It's okay to be attracted to me. I shouldn't have started talking at all. I'm sorry. I don't want to make you uncomfortable at all. Especially in your own home. That's fucked. Was that a Freudian slip? Maybe. What would happen if it were? You might kiss me. I'm not sorry for the Freudian slip, then. Fuck. You're very, very, very fucking close to me. You're not going to do anything that I don't want you to do. I want you to kiss me. No, I know that this is probably a terrible idea. But I want you to. If we kiss and go further than that, what is that going to change? Everything. And I don't want... the last thing I want to do is hurt her. And I don't want you to hurt her either. And I don't want to hurt you, and I don't want you to hurt me. Well, in certain ways, that would be nice, but... Yes, I'm saying I enjoy a spanking. Fuck. Oof. I can smell the whiskey on your breath, babe. This is not a great idea. Maybe you're more drunk than I am. That's fair, I suppose, if Sarah is the one in the family who can't handle her liquor. Mm. You have beautiful eyes. Oh, you're stroking my cheek. That feels good. I don't know what to say. It feels like anything I say is going to be wildly fucking inappropriate. Fuck. Then let's be wildly inappropriate. Are you actually saying this as you, or are you saying this as mildly alcohol-faced person? Because if we do anything, I don't want you to fucking regret it tomorrow. Well, yes, I can see that you're not hammered by any means, but that doesn't mean your judgment isn't impaired. You know exactly what you're doing right now. I hope you think the same thing in the fucking morning. Help me get on the counter. Fuck. Oh, goddamn. You're an excellent kisser. We should get away from the living room. She's going to hear us. Your room. Lead the way. Okay, I'm coming. Yeah. Ooh, I like your bed. It's comfy. Come here. It's very comfy. Oh, fuck. I didn't think you ever actually would be on top of me. No, that's not what I meant. I mean, not that I'd mind riding you, but... Oh, kiss me. Oh, grinding in me. Fuck. You're pretty fucking hard already. Pajama pants are not very good at hiding things. Oh, especially substantial things. Fuck. Fuck. I have to ask you a question. Is it weird if I call you daddy? I don't wanna, like, freak you out or anything or make you feel, like, squicked out. Just... fuck. Okay, yes. Oh, God. Yes, Danny. Oh, you so good. Grinding against me. Bite my neck. Fuck. Fuck. My turn. Tonight yours. Oh, fuck. That might leave a mark. Let me suck your cock. Please, I've thought about it for fucking ever. I wanna see it. I wanna suck it. I wanna touch it. I wanna fuck it. Please. 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 Can I suck your cock? Oh, yes, thank you. In my purse, there is a little bullet. Let me grab my purse. I travel with Bullet. You never know when you're going to get horny. Yeah. I'll pick it on and slip it in my panties. I'll hold it in place. Oh. See? Hands free. Oh. Please. Just pull your fucking pants down. And straddle my face. Ooh, fuck. Ooh. Fuck. Ooh, that is a gorgeous cock. Ooh. Very veiny. Looks textured. Oh, but I wonder how it tastes. Do you want me to? Do you want me to take your cock in my mouth? I can. Oh. Just lick the head if you'd like. Not feel good. Fucking your hips. I'm gonna take that as confirmation. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you taste so good. Let me lick the peach hard. Basically, jerking you off with my lips. I want it. Fuck. Give it to me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, oh, taking my panties off. 69? Sounds fun. Ooh. Ooh. You know, I don't mind this view. staring down the barrel of your cock. I don't mind at all. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You're very, very, very fucking good at giving head. Fuck. Keep going. Fuck me, please. Fuck. Has it been a while for you or something? You're very eager. Since the divorce. I shouldn't have asked. Fuck. Okay. Dress off. Thank you. I'm fond of this bra too. Yes. Black lace. What? Didn't think I was a black lace kind of girl. there's plenty you don't know. That may surprise you, but may entice you as well. fuck. Keep the bra on. Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh. Fuck, pinching my nipple. Oh, fuck. Dude, this. I also should have warned you. I can be very fucking loud. We probably shouldn't be doing this with Sarah here. Fuck. Oh. I'll try to be quiet, but fuck. The way you're pinching and rolling my fucking nipples makes it very difficult. Saw you fucking grab the other one too. Fuck. Jenny, fuck. Fuck. How do you want me? On my back? On my knees? I'm not picky position-wise. Oh. On my knees? Face down, ass up? Oh, fuck. Yes, sir. Yeah. Your head rubbing against my clit feels fucking wonderful. Fuck. Yes, I have done anal. Why? Just curious. Fuck. Oh, you fucking tease. Oh, I can feel you. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Either you're big or I'm small. Please, push your cock into me, please. Fuck, I can't take this teasing. Come on, please, daddy, please, please, please. Fuck, please. Have I not been good enough? Oh, oh, fuck. Push your fucking sick fat cock into me. Into my tight little cunt. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, God. Fuck you. I feel amazing. Oh, fuck. Go slow. Oh, slow. Slow. I'm not gonna be able to keep quiet if you're not slow.
Why? You feel so good. Oh,
Fuck. Oh, fuck. Daddy. Oh, honey, come. Honey, come. Honey, come. Fuck. Daddy. Pull my hair. Fuck. Me harder. Oh. I'm okay. Just came very hard. Deep inside her. Oh, fuck. Oh. Please. Oh, fuck me. Come in me. Oh, fuck. If you... Monica, come again. If you keep doing that. Oh. Fuck me as hard as you need to. Oh. Fuck. Ah. Fuck. Better. You are covered in both of our gum. Fuck. Here, snuggle up. I like the way your arms feel around me. Feels safe. Do you think she managed to hear anything from the living room? I'd be surprised if she was remotely conscious at the moment. You were better than I thought you'd be. Even in my fantasies, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, I have fantasized about you, yes. Is that so surprising? It shouldn't be. You're articulate, intelligent, incredibly sweet, kind, caring. A hell of a sense of humor. You have more to offer than you think you do. Well, I'm glad I thought to stop here instead of trying to get all the way across town to Sarah's fucking apartment. I mean, I didn't think this would happen, but stranger things have come true. I should probably get out to the living room, shouldn't I? Well, if you want me to stay, of course I can. Oh, there's a sofa in the library. Cool. It's totally plausible that I'd be sleeping among the books. She'll believe it. Post-nut clarity kicked in. You look afraid, or something. I can't exactly read your expression. Is it really so outlandish unbelievable that I'd want you. It shouldn't be. You have a hell of a lot more to offer than you think you do, sweetie. Yeah. I promise you're not rusty. It was good. Better than good. Really. No. No regrets whatsoever. You? You're a good man. Yeah. Nobody has to know. Hmm.